WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jessica Lane here, and welcome back to Fearless Femme. You know that feeling when you trip on flat ground and suddenly everyone around you knows you just had a total airhead moment? Yeah, I've been there. But what if, instead of shrinking away from that embarrassing stumble, we saw it as an opportunity? That's exactly what today's episode is about. Turning those dreaded failures into stepping stones on the path to success. Because let's be real, life isn't about avoiding stumbles. It's about how gracefully you get back up and keep moving forward. Now, I'm not saying we should jump headfirst into danger just to see what happens. Although, sometimes that can lead to hilarious stories. What I'm talking about is shifting our perspective. Instead of viewing failure as a dead end, a mark of inadequacy, or something to hide from, let's embrace it as a vital part of the learning process. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate that fearless growth mindset. Number 1, remember that everyone fails. Seriously, even those seemingly untouchable superstars have their moments. It's not about avoiding failure, it's about recognizing that it's an inevitable part of being human and a powerful tool for growth. Think about your own life. The things you're most proud of probably came after a few stumbles along the way. Number 2, ditch the all-or-nothing mentality. You don't have to be perfect at everything, every time. In fact, striving for perfection can actually paralyze us and prevent us from taking risks. Celebrate the small wins, acknowledge your progress, and remember that even failures offer valuable lessons. Number 3, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Instead of dwelling on the negative, turn your attention to identifying the root cause of whatever didn't go as planned. What went wrong? What could you have done differently? How can you use this experience to improve next time? That's how you turn a setback into a springboard for success. Number 4, don't let fear hold you back. Ever felt like you wanted to try something new but held yourself back because you were afraid of failing? Well, guess what? That fear is often just our mind playing tricks on us. Remember, growth happens outside your comfort zone. So take that leap, embrace the challenge, and see what amazing things you can accomplish. And finally, number 5, surround yourself with supportive people who believe in you, even when you doubt yourself. We all need a tribe of encouragers, those folks who celebrate our wins, offer a shoulder to lean on during setbacks, and remind us that we are capable of achieving anything we set our minds to. Think about the last time you faced a challenge. Something that seemed like a huge obstacle. Did you let it paralyze you or did you rise to the occasion? Maybe you bombed a presentation at work, or your big audition didn't go as planned. But what happened next? Did you wallow in self-pity or did you pick yourself up and use that experience as fuel to keep going? I remember back when I was first starting out with my podcasting journey, I was terrified of putting myself out there. What if people hated it? What if nobody listened? But then I realized something. The only way to truly fail is to never try at all. So I took a deep breath, hit that record button, and started sharing my voice with the world. And guess what? It wasn't always easy. There were moments of self-doubt, times when I wanted to quit, but something kept me going. That something was the unwavering belief that even if things didn't go perfectly, every episode, every listener interaction was a learning experience. Every stumble was an opportunity to grow, to refine my message, and to connect with amazing people like you. So remember, embracing a growth mindset isn't about pretending failure doesn't exist. It's about changing how we react to it. It's about seeing challenges as opportunities for learning, growth, and ultimately, success. You are capable of achieving incredible things. I know it, and now it's time you start believing it too. Now, go out there and make something amazing happen. And don't forget to share your own stories of overcoming setbacks and turning failures into triumphs. Tag me on social media at Fearless Femme Podcast. I can't wait to hear from you. Until next time, keep shining bright, Fearless Femmes.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.